Work and travel used to be a big part of Patricia Griot's life. Now she can't do either. Permanently disabled, she gets around by using a walker or an adult tricycle.
This is the bell that I use when I'm letting people know that I'm coming up behind them. Riding a three-wheel adult trike is very different from a regular bike because riding with a regular bike, you curve into the turns. With this, if you do that, you tip over.
Griot's former life and career went topsy-turvy when the health worker was physically attacked in a hotel room during a business trip 22 years ago. The beating and pistol whipping damaged her brain. She was permanently disabled. The maximum rate at the time of her injury was $321 a week. Now, a worker who qualifies for permanent disability gets more than twice that amount. Union representatives for the Workers' Compensation Advisory Council want to raise older rates as close to current levels as they can. Member Ron Kent.
So we're looking to increase those benefits so that everyone is brought up to about the year 2001. That would help a substantial number of these claimants have an adequate lifestyle so that they can afford to pay their rent and their fuel bills.
The cost of heating Griot's modest home in Madison prompts her to set the thermostat at 50 degrees during winter. She says she dresses for the outdoors even when she's inside.
At a thrift store, I had picked up a snowmobiler suit, and I wear that and long underwear and hat and gloves and everything in the wintertime, you know, keeping the heat at 50 degrees because I can't afford the utilities.
Because of her brain injury, Griot is unable to use a computer, something she says adds to unwanted isolation. Efforts to get out are limited to areas considered safe, which won't aggravate her post-traumatic stress disorder.
I can't go into a movie theater at all because it's dark and there are a lot of strange people around.
It took 10 years before Griot could handle the frenzy of a crowded grocery store, and there, like at other businesses, consumer prices have risen. If the older disability rates were to increase under a compromise being worked out for eventual approval by the legislature, Griot would get about $150 more a week. Again, union representative Ron Kent.
And we've tried to work with management and the insurance companies to make sure that what we did was fiscally responsible, that wouldn't be a burden on the employers, but at the same time would give the applicants the benefits they absolutely need to live in a civilized manner.
The money will never replace her salary or the life Griot lived before, when she hiked mountains, skied challenging slopes, and collected art during trips to Australia and France.
You have to let go of all of your ideas of who you are and what you can do, and you have to somehow rebuild it in something else. All the things that you thought you were going to do and be are suddenly gone.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.